Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the Run to Daylight Football Funcast with your host, Todd Burrows.
Welcome to the fourth Run to Daylight Fantasy Funcast. I'm your host, Todd Burrows. Thank you for joining me. Today, we're going to have an interview with Daily Roto host, co-owner, Adam Hummel. Not Hummer, as I kind of introduced you on Twitter. I'm sure you were thrilled about that. Adam, how are you?
I'm doing good, Todd. How are things going up there?
Well, it's rainy and cold, and it's probably not as nice as it is down there. Am I correct?
Yeah, I see what, though. We've had some really nasty weather down south for, it feels like, forever. I think we've exceeded the rainfall total for the entire year in the past 2 months down here. So it's been really rainy, but actually the sun's busted out today, and we're getting ready for the weekend, man, getting ready for some football. So super excited, and luckily my Carolina Panthers get to play indoors down in New Orleans this weekend. So weather won't be a concern down there.
So where are you from originally?
Originally, Charlotte, North Carolina, I'd have to say. I'm 36 now. God, I can't believe I'm 36. 36 now. And
please, I'm 53. You're not going to get a lot of sympathy on me.
I know, but it does seem like every year goes faster and faster, especially when you're doing something that you really do enjoy, like, you know, doing daily fantasy sports with the guys at Daily Roto. Time definitely flies, and each year goes faster than the next, that's for sure. But, yeah, I moved to Charlotte when I was about 5 years old, man. So I've been down here in the southeast and watched the city grow exponentially over the years, and it's been a hell of a ride. I've really enjoyed it.
So you live in Florida. You don't live, I mean, I thought you lived in Florida.
No, Charlotte. No, I live in Charlotte, North
Carolina. Oh, no wonder I was trying to, you know, in my infinite wisdom, you know, this is a podcast, so it's not exactly like we pre-interview the guest. You know, you ask someone to come on, and if they say yes, you do a little private dance in your office and say yes. And then, you know, you're just thankful that someone wanted to actually come on and talk with you. So we didn't do a pre-interview process. So I was kind of trying to get to how you ended up being a Panther fan. And I was going to completely bust your balls if you were new to it, since they're undefeated.
No way. I was here. I was watching on television when our expansion team got approved. Wow, what was that, man? That was years.
95.
Years ago.
Oh, 95. Yeah, wasn't 95 the first year? And
yeah,
Terry Collins led them to the NFC title game as a rookie. As a rookie,
right.
If memory serves.
That's exactly right. You're all over it. Oh, Terry Collins, and he was getting it done while the Panthers were playing down in Clemson in Death Valley. I think it was where they played their first season.
Well,
so,
and, really, the defense got it done, and Kerry just didn't destroy you.
They did keep pounding with Sam Mills, and we had an awesome defense. So the middle linebacker there with that core was just fantastic. I mean, it was a lot of fun to watch. And over the years, I think that's kind of held true. You know, our linebackers have always been strong. This year, you get Thomas Davis and Luke Kuechly, and a string of obviously Josh Norman out on the boundary, but you've got a secondary that's really stepped up. And we've had a lot of fun watching those guys here in Charlotte. But, yeah, certainly not a bandwagon fan, and can't wait to see the Panthers get a shot at New Orleans this weekend.
Yeah, I was big on Josh Norman. I drafted him in one of my simulation leagues as a rookie and, of course, traded him this offseason because of salary cap concerns, because my other two starting cornerbacks were Revis and Aqib Talib. And we have salary restrictions, and he, but I won't bore you with that. But basically, you know, it's funny. You get to know people, and I actually it's rare in these days to actually meet someone before you've run into them on Twitter or social media. But I actually met you at the Daily Fantasy Conference in New York, and we kind of hit it off, and you talked me basically into signing up with you guys, and I've been very pleased so far. Tell me how the whole thing came about with DailyRoto.com.
Yeah, it's an interesting story. I don't know if you were playing daily fantasy sports. I think you're relatively new to this particular industry from a fantasy segment standpoint. But
Absolutely, that's true.
Yeah, there was a daily fantasy sports platform that I loved and was dear to my heart, started by a friend of mine named Jeremy Levine, and it was called StarStreet.com, which I'm sure many of your listeners will be familiar with that. But it was acquired.
You assume
eventually.
That I have listeners, but that's very kind of you.
Well, if they ever listen back.
Yeah, if anyone, you know, for the four listeners and for the three people who will hear later, well, you know, I'm hoping that you'll retweet this and I'll actually get a few people who want to hear you.
Well, I doubt it. I think we're both in the same boat here, Todd. But Star Street ran a live final out of the Playboy Mansion in L.A. And at the time, I was running an online community called LewDogs.com, and I started it from scratch. It was just a message board. But at that time, there was not a whole lot of conversation going on around daily fantasy sports from a message board community perspective. So, yeah, we thought it was a niche that needed to be filled, and it was a void. So we created one, and lo and behold, it took off. Well, one of our members won a seat to that live final, and the guy just couldn't make it. He had prior engagements, and he sent me a private message on the forum and said, "Hey, do you want to go on my place?" And my answer, obviously, was a very quick, yes, absolutely, I want to go.
Yeah, so, I saw that you have a very attractive wife and family, but a chance to go to the Playboy Mansion, I imagine, is something very hard for anyone to turn down.
Yeah, and I think she knew that. And, yeah, I'd twist her arm a little bit, but she's awesome, super supportive. So got to go out to L.A., and an experience that which was fantastic. And I think FanDuel runs it now. So if you guys ever get a chance to qualify, I think they're actually running college football qualifiers to get out there, or were. But if you ever do get a chance to get out there through FanDuel, absolutely take your shot at those qualifiers because it was an awesome experience. But while I was out there, I met Mike Leone, who is now, obviously, one of the co-founders at Daily Roto, along with myself and Drew Dinkmeyer. And we were talking about
Dinkmeyer. I think I've heard that name somewhere.
Yeah, he's one of the best. So, but yeah, in fact, Mike Leone, while we were out at the pool having drinks, hanging around, you know, we were talking about, you know, what I was doing, how I was out there, and he said, "Oh, you know, Lou Dogs, you guys ran a free ticket contest for this actual event," and that's how Mike actually ended up getting out there. It was a Lou Dogs contest, and he actually qualified and got a ticket and went out there. So we hit it off right away, and we started kicking around the idea of, man, it would be great. At that time, he was writing daily fantasy sports content for a site called Fantistics, which is just an awesome site that's still around. And it was typically geared towards the season-long fantasy sports player, but he and Drew Dinkmeyer were writing you know, daily fantasy sports content and just doing an awesome job, as they always do. And I said, man, it'd be great if we could kind of pull our community forum together with the content that you guys are providing and do something together. So the seed was planted back then, and it worked in a way that we just kind of kept in touch. And when the time was right, we pulled everything together. So we pulled our community together and Drew and Mike's incredible, you know, premium analysis, and we created DailyRoto.com. So that's kind of how it all came together, and it's been a whirlwind. Ever since. I think we launched in March, and it's just been a wild ride ever since.
Yeah, I didn't realize it was that recent. Are you hearing echo from me?
No, I'm not.
Oh, good. Okay, it must be on my end. That's good to hear. So let's take it back a step, and let me try not to say over and over, but let's take it back a step. You obviously were a big sports fan growing up, a big Panther fan. How did you get introduced to fantasy sports in the beginning? And was it, like me, kind of love at first sight?
You know, I've always been into sports, like you mentioned. I played a lot of baseball growing up, actually. So I wasn't necessarily a guy that was into statistics. In fact, I'm still not. I'm not a very good daily fantasy sports player, believe it or not. I do love to play because I think the engagement it drives with the games that you watch is just such a significant and awesome experience. So, but we started as Lou Dog started as an online kind of sports handicapping community, so it was a little bit different. And what started to happen around 2011 was daily fantasy sports started to come onto the scene. And a lot of our members were talking about daily fantasy sports, and I didn't really get it or understand it at first. But we created a little forum, a sub forum that was called the Fantasy Corner, and there started to be a lot of chatter in that particular forum. And at the time, Draft Day was a prominent DFS site. It's still one of the better platforms, in my opinion. They said, hey, we'd like to sponsor this, or we asked them. I can't remember how that all went down, but they sponsored that particular forum. And people started to talk about it, and more people started to show up. And before you knew it, we had thousands of people talking about daily fantasy sports every day in the community. So that's kind of how it took off and how I got involved in daily fantasy, was just running that forum. And over time, obviously, we transitioned into a full-blown daily fantasy sports community. So that's kind of how it all unwinded.
That's interesting. It's interesting because it's a little bit different than the average path. Most people were big fan, like myself, were big fantasy football players, were very good at it, and said, well, I mean, I've always won at fantasy football. I can win at daily fantasy. And then, you know, like me last year, most of the time, you know, you ended up in the red. So it's been an interesting experience as it relates for me to how it's interesting to me that you kind of came to it through a different door than what is typical.
Yeah, it was. It was definitely an odd path to fall into the industry. I've been so fortunate and lucky. But we put ourselves in a position to kind of realize some of that I guess, serendipitous type of luck. And it's been so much fun ever since. And I just can't believe it. I have to pinch myself sometimes that I get to work with guys like Mike and Drew, because those guys are the consummate professionals with this. And getting to watch their workflow every day and how they go about breaking down a slate and breaking down individual players within the slate, it's been a real learning experience for me, and it continues to be something that's so rewarding.
As much as I like your site, and I do, and I'm going to highlight in a moment some of the key things that I enjoy as a new member, I would pay more to sit in on what you might want to run a contest or something where someone actually gets to sit in on that kind of, Drew and Mike and the process. One of the guys that I've started having on this show is called the Motown Mauler, and he is kind of an under-the-radar guy who's making a living, give up a full-time job to be in daily fantasy. And one of my key focuses and my interest, and it's the Mauler's interest as well, is learning how to fish. So I would find it, I mean, I think anyone would, to be able to be in your spot and to watch those two guys kind of, you know, make the bread. And I think anyone who's a reasonable human being realizes, my favorite line is Al Seidenfeld's on his website. He goes, you know, you can have the Kentucky Fried Chicken, but we're not going to give you the recipe for the 11 herbs and spices. So I think everyone understands that, but boy, even a documentary, if you guys could put it together at some point to put on the site so that your subscribers can see how the chicken is made a little bit without giving away proprietary secrets, I think would be awesome.
Yeah, you know, I think, Tom, what we really pride ourselves on Daily Roto is we're not the kind of outfit that's going to hand out lineups. You know, We feel like the fun of daily fantasy sports is the drafting process and being able to construct your lineups yourself. So what we love to do is we love to teach. So if you become a premium member, which obviously you are, and read back through a lot of the strategy articles and how to use our content and how we come about different selections, and we try to teach that. I mean, we try to teach our members how to fish themselves. In terms of the math and the model, you know, like you say, that is proprietary information. So I don't think that's something we'll be handing out at any point in time.
No, should you. But just even to hear the conversation, my point was just kind of the conversations And, you know, you just kind of gave me an image in my head of you sitting in the room watching the process. I think that would be fascinating without – but we can move on from that. That was just a little thought. So, you know, if anyone is listening live and you do want to go to dailyroto.com, the first thing that jumps out at you is how clean the website looks and how attractive all the images are. And I can't tell you, as someone who has kind of — my theory, Adam, has been, let me get and sign up for a lot of things year one to find out the ones that I like the best. And one of the things that I think anyone would appreciate is how your website is laid out. How, you know, every day it's kind of — I find myself looking forward to the image that comes with the information. How did that kind of come about? And is that kind of under your domain?
Yeah, so I do. I wear a lot of different hats. And I think anyone who has a startup in any industry or business will tell you that, you know, there's not just one thing that you do each day. So I wear a lot of hats, from editor. You know, we have a lot of different writers. I think we have 12 or so writers. I can't remember how many we have now, but we have a lot of editing that has to be done. Along with that comes the imagery. So, yeah, I mean, I handle all of the design work for the site and the images that go along with each article. So that's something that I really do enjoy, is getting to be creative and put funny images out there or interesting images. I think today we have one that's kind of laid out in the Star Wars format that talks about favors and how he's going to be taking the role with Rudy Gilbert tonight. So
yeah, the talk is strong with this one.
Yeah. So, you know, we get to have fun with it, and we try not to be too staunchy. You know, I think there's a little bit of nerd in all of us. So we like to kind of get geeky with some of the pictures and funny. And, you know, it gets good feedback on Twitter. So
It's what we call in the sales world value added. You know, and that was the point that I wanted to make to the listeners, is there's some really great information, and we'll go into exactly what you would get with a membership if you join Daily Roto. But I wanted to compliment you on some of the value added things, and the two things that jump out at me, like just this one, I just came across an older one, NBA GPP recap, Cuddly Covington Bear. I mean, it's funny, you know, and it's just, you know, it's just something cute. And as a guy who loves puns, I like that. And the other thing that I really enjoy is your forum. Why don't you, you know, you say you came through the forum, kind of — that's kind of your background. Tell us a little bit about your forum, because I find it to be one of the better ones I've seen.
Yeah, I think that, I've always felt that a community approach to solving puzzles is always the best. So with that in mind, you know, we did create forums, and they're there for everyone to use. They're obviously free. You just need to sign up, and you can post as you like and read the content that others are curating and putting within the forums. But the debate has always been something that was fascinating to me, and watching people win and succeed and fail together. It's an online forum, and it's not super different than any other type of online community or forum you'd find. But, you know, I think it's broken out by basketball and football and baseball, where anyone can sign up and go and participate in the conversation and learn something. We've seen many people come and learn their process through the forums and listening to other people. So you're always going to get an idea on a player that you maybe weren't thinking about, or learn how to attack a certain type of game, whether it's a cash game or a GPP. You have people that have questions all the time in terms of, like, how to read totals and lines and odds, those types of things that will help you in your process of constructing a lineup. So anyone that's trying to look and learn how to get into daily fantasy sports, I'd highly recommend the community. It doesn't have to be ours. There are a couple out there. There's not too many, but just find one and get involved in it. Ask questions and don't be afraid, because everyone is there to learn the same thing. So I really enjoy the forums, and I think they're a great thing to be a part of.
Yeah, I agree. And the other thing that's really nice is that you, and at times Drew and Mike, you're very active on the boards as well, and people can pick your brains a little bit. Mm-hmm. But more than that, it's just nice to see someone be interested in their business. And again, I think that's a value-added approach that I like about the dailyroto.com. That is one of the free things that you offer on your website. Why don't you detail a little bit to the audience some of the other things that you just give away to anyone who will stop by on dailyroto.com?
Yeah, sure. So, I mean, like I mentioned earlier, we have a bunch of different writers. We have three or so that are – actually, we have four. We have two additional with Chris Kay and Chris Pacheco who handle our college football daily fantasy rundown. So that's a premium product. We have Drew and Mike and some others help out from time to time with premium content. But we have also other writers like Colin Drew, who's a fantastic NHL DFS mind. Every time he puts an article out, you can take something away from it if you're playing hockey, and that's always free. Our recaps are free. Logan Hitchcock is a college kid. He goes to the University of Pittsburgh and just super sharp. He's a great writer. I think he writes or edits for the college newspaper up there at Pitt. They write free stuff. We have free picks articles from time to time for any sport, NBA, college football, baseball, you name it, NHL, NFL. So there's a mix of free content and there's premium content if you want to upgrade and kind of learn a little bit more about a process or how we come about the selections that we're using in tournaments or GPP plays, you know, on any given night. We also do a lot of industry discussion, so we'll have people on from, you know, any of our sponsor sites like DraftPod or you know, in the past like Victive or there's a bunch of industry type recaps. So, and then obviously Tony Sincotta handles our specific podcast at Daily Roto.
I was going to ask you about that. Tell me a little bit about, you know, Tony is he's on Sirius XM channel 87, the fantasy gentleman, and so how did that relationship come about, and what exactly does he do with the podcast for you?
Tony is, you're right. I think, in fact, he was on one of the ESPN radio stations prior to working with SiriusXM. But, yeah, he came through the Roto Experts relationship that we have, and he's so much fun to work with. Tony is he's a bit of a loose cannon, but he's hilarious. So
I can't relate to that at all.
I'm sure. But he's you never know what he's going to say. He's kind of like Howard Stern in that you kind of listen because you don't know what he's going to say next. So we find that to be, you know, funny. People want to be entertained during a podcast and on the air. You know, that's why they tune in. And Tony is he's certainly entertaining if nothing else. But love Tony. He's a great guy, good guy to hang out with. He lives down in Jacksonville. And I think he commutes from time to time up to Toronto to be on the Fantasy Sports Network. So he's also on television with Nando DeFino. We've had a lot of fun working with Tony, and you can expect more out of him as the future unwinds here at Daily Roto.
Yeah, and that is, again, that's more value-added content that you bring that maybe other places don't. You know, and that's one of my things that I'm really interested in doing with my podcast is bringing humor. You mentioned Howard Stern. I mean, I grew up in New York in the 80s. He was a big influence on me. And you're not a Browns fan. I think we all find humor in some of the things that go on in Cleveland. So I'm going to play you a little skit that I did recently, my attempted humor. If you've got 2 minutes, here again is 2015, A Rehab Odyssey.
No, I can't wait to hear this.
2015, A Rehab Odyssey.
Come on, gang. Work those thighs. Who's got a pelvis? Now do some arm circle things. Add a little jazz to it. Now do this. Now let me see you boogie. What's my name?
Johnny Jam Boogie.
Johnny, what are you doing?
I'm doing aerobics. I'm Johnny Aerobics.
No, you are Johnny Rehab. What are you doing?
I remember now. I'm Johnny Football.
No, you are not Johnny Football anymore. You are Johnny Rehab.
I remember now. You all's right. I am Johnny Rehab. I gotta remember that.
It's okay. You are not yourself when you're hungry. Here, have a Snickers.
Thank you, Hal. That is tasty. Hey, what am I doing eating a Snickers bar? I f***ing Snickers bar. I want some blow or some weed. How? You gotta help me out. I need just a little something to take the edge off. Hal, please. Please, Hal, anything. Just a little taste.
Oh, Johnny, this is so sad. You are a complete screw-up and cannot be trusted. First, you end up in rehab, and then you work hard, only to fall back into the same habits, and now you are third string. Do you want to be out of the league completely, all because you want another taste?
Yes, yes, anything, just some dancing girls. Where's my dollar bill? I need to roll it up. Oh, heavens, heavens me.
Guards, guards, please take Mr. Johnny back to his cell, I mean his room, and take away his key. And all rights are now revoked.
No, no, anything, just a little bit, just a little. Please, no, I'm Johnny Football.
Snickers, it satisfies, unless you are a drug addict, and then you will just end up in rehab under my care. Now, about time I go check on Josh Gordon. Boy, those Browns sure do keep me busy. Meep.
Well, that's 2015, a rehab odyssey.
Oh my goodness. Wow. That was something else. That was certainly entertaining. Nice work. I feel bad. I mean, you mentioned, you know, are you a Browns fan? I'm not a Browns fan, but I am a fan of watching each week the different ways they find to lose a football game. So,
well,
I
think this week kind of took the cake. In fact, it gave me an idea for my next skit. I'm going to have on the head of the little known place kickers union, who happens to be Charlie Brown from the Peanuts.
Oh, how about that?
Yeah. You know, and we'll talk about how holders can let you down.
Yeah, they can certainly let you down. There's no question about it. Yeah.
Yep, and you could go flying in the air, land on your head, and have 80,000 people pointing and laughing at you.
Yeah, I guess you can. And poor Browns fans, I don't know what the real solution is for those guys. They're gonna have to spend some money and get some players up there. But man, it's just been a train wreck that everyone can't take their eyes off of.
It is. It's exactly that. And, you know, it's unfortunate because I felt like Mike Lombardi was doing some nice things. He unloaded Trent Richardson and he had accumulated all these draft choices. And then about a month before the draft, he gets fired and he never got to draft. And Ray Farmer has just blown draft pick after draft pick. And, you know, I go back to that seminal moment when they let Mike Lombardi go, and I think to myself, he couldn't have done any worse.
Yeah, no, and I think everyone saw the Manziel fail coming. I mean, that was when I saw it right away. I couldn't believe that the Browns went with him, but man, it's been a tough thing. I hope that the kid gets in a place where he can kind of pull it together. He needs to surround himself with people that are there to help him and not to enable him, but I think he's got some talent.
We don't want him to end up with Hal.
Mm-mm. No, that's right.
So, you know, so I make fun, but you know, I don't wish the man ill. I think the bigger issue, even than his personality issues, and I think some of that is Mike Pettine, but I think the bigger issue is that I just didn't think he had the talent to be an NFL quarterback coming out. And I thought a lot of the things that he was very successful about in college, based on his size and his metrics, wouldn't work in the pros.
Yeah, I agree. I don't have anything else to add to that. I agree. And, you know, maybe if he can hold a clipboard for a little while and watch from the sidelines and get himself together, he can be someone that can make an impact on the league, because he does have a raw skill set that a lot of quarterbacks don't have. He's certainly fun to watch. He can be electric.
He seems like one of those guys who could catch lightning in a bottle for a short period, and most likely he'll end up with the Cowboys because Jerry Jones loves bringing and giving. You know, the Cowboys have kind of become what the Oakland Raiders were when I was a kid, where all the guys that no one else wanted end up. It's kind of a house of misfit toys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
So back to your website and the great job that you're doing. We've talked about the free content and a lot of the things that people that would enhance someone who is a member might like. Why don't you tell us about the couple of main products that you offer for sale, how that information is disseminated, and what separates you from some of the other people out there?
Yeah, I think in terms of what separates us from the other people out there are – Are people actually? And you know, I get asked that a lot. You know, why choose Daily Roto over someone else? And I think it all comes down to the people who are generating the content for our subscribers. They have a tremendous process, and I now have a real appreciation for everything that goes into what comes out each day that our subscribers are able to consume. But our people put in so much work. You know, this is their full-time job. And they're very, very good at what they do. So I think our people is kind of the one differentiator. But in terms of our products and our services, you know, we offer analysis, which is released every single day for baseball and for NBA. For football, obviously we have college football, which is content that's released a couple times per week. You know, for midweek slates, we have a rundown for college football. Analysis that comes out a couple times per week. Our NFL is a weekly product with a Saturday update. It's typically released on Thursdays, and then as the week kind of moves on, we make an update on Saturdays. The analysis is pretty extensive, and if anyone out there would like to see an example of, you know, previous weeks, we're happy to provide that to see what you know, let you get a kind of taste of what you can expect. We also have cheat sheets. So we provide, you know, players that we're going to be targeting and different types of games, whether they're tournaments or cash games, value selections, tournament plays, that type of thing. People can look at as a quick reference as they construct their lineups. Again, we don't give away lineups, but we do highlight players that we will be targeting in the lineup construction process each week. Same thing for baseball. We have cheat sheets, analysis. We have alerts, which are so important in daily fantasy sports, especially when it comes to the NBA. Everyone knows that there's late scratches or lineups don't come out to the last minute. So we have alerts that we send. Those alerts are delivered via email, and they're also available on the website. So we try to keep our subscribers up to date, you know, up to the very last minute, right before roster lock, to put them in the best position to win and succeed in the contest each night. Nope, did I lose you, Todd?
I'm sorry. I put my mute on for a second. Rookie mistake. Rookie mistake.
Yeah, that's okay.
What a rookie. All right. So as a and I had such cogent thoughts I was starting to lay out too. So basically, as a subscriber, I want to add to what Adam just mentioned. So every day for the NBA, for instance, I now get two main emails. And the first email will give you a link to the analysis. And basically what they do is they go by position. And the first thing they'll do is they'll highlight either FanDuel or DraftKings by position and say, the main focus we're going to talk about for point guards tonight is FanDuel. And then they go through and they will give you not only who, but why they think these people are the best plays at that position. There's every day there is kind of a top line guy, there's a value guy, and then there's some other options. And then they'll switch it, and if FanDuel was for point guards, then for shooting guards it'll be DraftKings. And then they'll go through each position like that and give you some really good information on, you know, as Adam said, he wants to teach people to fish. It will give you information that went into why they liked that guy that day. They don't give you lineups, so they're helping you to learn the process. And those thoughts help you to be in control of your own destiny to take which tidbits you think are going to make the biggest difference in your daily fantasy contest that night. And then the second thing I get is an email that's a cheat sheet that's broken up into value plays and tournament options. And that is just what you would expect it to be. The value plays are more people with better floors, I guess you could call it, and would be better in general for cash games. And then they'll highlight people and their salaries. So there might be 10 names under point guards, 5 in value, 5 in tournaments, but only 2 of each might be highlighted. And then they'll also put in some other comments like love for tournaments, this or that. And it, again, helps you to be able to construct a variety of lineups that incorporate all the names or some of the names that are included in it. And then starting around 6:30 at night, you start getting updates via email on lineups, late changes, late swaps to help you to be in the best position to make changes late. And, I mean, it was an NFL example, and it wasn't from one of your alerts per se, but I'll use it as an example of how valuable this can be. I'm watching football, and I did get an alert from you on this. Maybe it was you. And Thomas Rawls was going to be out a week ago Sunday. I popped him into a couple lineups, and I ended up a few $100 for the week just simply because I got that alert and I reacted to it. So do you think that kind of gives some pretty good information about your service and some of the benefits?
Yeah, I think so. I think you hit on a lot of the major points. I mean, I think the alerts, there are people who have said, you know, can we just subscribe to the alerts? And, you know, that's something we wish we could do. But if you subscribe for any product, you'll get alerts for that specific product. So if you're signing up for the analysis, you have access to alerts and you'll get those. If you just sign up for the cheat sheets, you get alerts as well.
I think that's the last point that you really want to make is that you offer the analysis, you offer the cheat sheets, or people can get a value package like I did and get both. And
yeah,
so
right.
you really, if someone's on a budget and they don't want to pay for a full package and they like the analysis better than the cheat sheets, they can just pay for the analysis. Why don't you cover for the listeners real quickly what your basic charges are for these services?
They fluctuate. So as the season wanes on, those prices will drop. I can't remember all the pricing off the top of my head.
No worries. I didn't mean to put you on the spot. But people can find that out on the website. And I'm sure, you know, I met Drew, and Drew, to those who don't know him, is one of the leading players in Daily Fantasy. And I think there's a lot of thought that's out there, Adam, that a lot of these key people who play are also doing analysis, and why would they give away their best lineups? So why don't you, I know you get asked that a lot, why don't you give that answer, and then I want to make a comment about Drew.
We're not giving away lineups to people. I think one of the most rewarding things, and since we're all players, we understand this, is when you put together a lineup yourself and you win, you know, that's your success. So we want our subscribers to, you know, if they win, we don't want them to feel like, well, you know, I only won because Drew or Mike gave me this lineup. You know, we're giving you a couple of options to work with each night. Giving the analysis and the reasoning behind why we like those selections. But ultimately, it's up to you to put together the lineup. So when you win and someone tweets at us, you know, thanks so much, Daily Roto, for, you know, whatever, the service you provide or helping me with this. And we're never going to retweet that because it's not us. We didn't put that together for you. You know, you did it, and we want to share that success with you. You know, satisfaction, I think, in putting together a winning lineup yourself. And, you know, that's the fun of Daily Fantasy Sports to us is, you know, when we know that we put something together and that's lost when somebody's handing you something just to enter into a Daily Fantasy Sports site. I mean, where's the fun in that? So we like to share in the success of our customers and celebrate along with them when they do something that's spectacular.
And that was one of the things when I met you and Drew in New York that really jumped out at me. I was really amazed kind of at Drew, just the way he handles himself, how, you know, well-spoken and humble he is, and his sincerity to want to help people, you know, really shone through for me. And that's really, I think what it comes down to is if you're afraid that you're going to be paying and not getting the best information, it really comes down to the guy that you're getting the information from and trusting them. And after talking to Drew personally, I trusted him and invested in your full package for all sports right on the spot. So yeah. I do have one last question about that. That is the exact same form and information that Drew himself uses to make his lineups, and his suggestions will be liberally sprinkled throughout his own lineups. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. In fact, some of your listeners may be aware, but last year Drew won $1 million in the Millie Maker at DraftKings. Every single player that he rostered that night or that week in the NFL, he highlighted or was highlighted in our daily fantasy rundown. So Drew's definitely using the players and likely using the players that we recommend. I don't know. We play what we recommend. We're not trying to mislead people. We want our subscribers to be successful because it's fun for us. You know, it's fun to see our subscribers win in contests and get excited about what they've done. And that's part of the fun of Daily Fantasy Sports is getting to celebrate with people. It's a community, and you know, we love to see winners.
So we have about 3 minutes left. So I have a last question for you. Obviously, I'm a fan. And I'm glad that you have come on and explained a lot of the benefits of your website. What's next for DailyRoto.com? Where would you like to see it be in 6 months, a year, et cetera?
Yeah, I think as we evolve as a company, probably what we're going to look to do is implement more tools. So, again, give our members and our subscribers more things that they can work with to construct their own lineups each and every day. So you'll start to see. I don't expect that too much will change in the way of what we offer today and the analysis and cheat sheets. But we want to give more things that subscribers can use. So I'd be on the lookout for some tools for NBA, Major League Baseball. You know, those types of things that can help you narrow down on a specific player at a certain price range with a certain type of stat. So probably start to move towards more of a skill-based value proposition for our subscribers is where we're going to be focused. A lot of tech development goes along with that, so it takes time, and you know, we want to back test and make sure that all our tools are doing what we want them to do, and that users are intuitive and that type of thing. So more tools, more analysis, more content. Always trying to improve on customer service, especially with our elite members like yourself, Todd. I know you're an elite member, but, through a dedicated email that elite members have access to, you know, be able to offer world-class customer service and just provide more and more value to the community we serve. So that's what you can probably
expect. That's awesome. That's awesome. It sounds like there's a lot that is going on now and a lot more that's going to happen as you move forward. I really appreciate you coming on. Adam can be found on Twitter at onehummel. That's HUMMELL. And do you have a Twitter? It's at Daily Roto is for the full website. And
yep.
If you ever email Adam, he responds lightning quick. It's one of the things that I like the most about this community in general and Daily Roto in specifics. I thank you very much for being one of the first guests on the Run to Daylight Fantasy Funcast and for putting up with my Johnny Rehab skit, and I hope to see you soon.
Thanks for having me on, Todd. Appreciate it. Take care.
Great. Thanks so much.
All right. See ya. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.